Ireland's favourite station, on air and online. This is Isle of Wight Radio, the Isle of Wight today.
It's 1 o'clock, the top stories this lunchtime. Biomass plant plans dropped by Rail Ventures.
It's a cause of frustration because this was the first site we looked at. We spent a lot of time and effort and money on it.
Traffic police in Hampshire and the Isle of Wight cut by 33%.
If we want to make sure that we've got enough traffic policing officers, we need to be making traffic policing one of the national policing priorities.
And nautical celebration launched to boost Isle of Wight tourism. We've got a full report coming up. That and more on the way.
The Isle of Wight today with Matt White.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Isle of Wight today. First, plans to redevelop a former landfill waysite into a biomass plant on the outskirts of Newport have been ditched. Rail Ventures launched a plan in 2010 to build the plant at Stag Lane, but just hours before the Isle of Wight Council was due to discuss the proposal, the company's withdrawn. The outcome of ground monitoring tests and changes to government support for biomass plants have been attributed to the decision. Yesterday, a petition signed by over 1,000 people was handed to the council objecting to the scheme. Ray Tucker is chief executive of Rail Ventures and says he has mixed feelings.
It's a cause of frustration because we're based on the Isle of Wight and this was the first site we looked at. We spent a lot of time and effort and money on it, but, you know, then you have to be realistic about, well, where are we going to spend resources and time and effort in the future? And we sat down as a group and then informed our shareholders that actually we think we're better off focusing on other possible sites and therefore not persist with the Isle of Wight.
Meanwhile, Tanya Rebel, who handed that petition to the Isle of Wight Council, says she's delighted.
It's brilliant, brilliant, brilliant news. We're just over the moon with this because we're hoping that the River Medina now will be kept as the sensitive ecohabitat and beautiful river that it is.
Tanya Rebel speaking after Rail Ventures withdrew its plan to build a biomass plant at Stag Lane.
Isle of Wight Radio News.
Traffic police in Hampshire and the Isle of Wight has been cut by 33% over the last 5 years. It's one of the highest cuts in the country compared to a national average of 12%. Road safety charity Brake calling in the government to stop severe cuts to life-saving traffic policing. Spokesperson Ellen Booth says the organisation is concerned that the reduction could put the public at risk from dangerous law-breaking drivers.
What we're concerned about is the overall picture, unfortunately, which isn't looking quite as good. And certainly, if we want to make sure that we've got enough traffic policing officers, we need to be making traffic policing one of the national policing priorities.
In response, Hampshire Constabulary says it's worked with Thames Valley Police to provide joint operations on roads policing across the regions, including the Isle of Wight. It says that's enabled it to provide a sustained level of service to the public while reducing long-term costs. The force says it aims to reduce collisions by focusing on the fatal four. That's failure to wear seatbelts, speeding, impaired driving and distracted driving.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust.
At 3 minutes past, want to catch up of some national news now. And a two-year-old girl and her twin sister have been released after being held by their father in Oxfordshire. The 38-year-old remains in the flat in Kidlington and is believed to be armed. Police were called this morning by the man's estranged partner. The two girls were released at different times. The sister of a man wrongly convicted of murdering TV presenter Jill Dando says she is disappointed he's lost his latest legal battle for compensation. Barry George, who served time in prison, claimed he was a victim of a miscarriage of justice. The Justice Secretary had previously quashed a £500,000 payout, suggesting he wasn't innocent enough. Mr. George's sister, Michelle Diskin, says the Court of Appeal's decision is a travesty of justice.
We will need to go away and regroup to decide what to do next, because we can't let this go unchallenged. Serving 8 years in prison for someone else's crime is not acceptable.
Meanwhile, whole-life jail terms in England and Wales without the possibility of review are a breach of human rights. Three killers have won an appeal in front of European judges who agree that their sentences amount to inhuman and degrading treatment. Former Prime Minister Tony Blair says Ed Miliband is showing real leadership by promising big changes to the Labour Party's relationship with unions. Mr. Miliband will announce that members of unions affiliated to Labour will be free to choose whether they want to pay into the party or not. Mr. Blair says it's a defining moment.
He's carrying through a process of reform in the Labour Party that's long overdue, and frankly, probably I should have done it when I was leader. But at the same time, what he's doing, and I think this is also very important for the country, is that he's sending a very strong message to the country that in the end, he'll do what's right and he'll govern for all the country and not simply for one section of it.
A leaked report found Osama bin Laden was able to live in Pakistan undetected because of incompetence by the authorities. As Barry Weir reports, it also reveals the terror leader's everyday life.
The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden.
The report from the Pakistani Judicial Commission was set up after US President Barack Obama made this statement to the world. The document says the Al-Qaeda leader would wear a cowboy hat to avoid detection by US satellites. If he felt ill, he treated himself with traditional medicines. And the terror leader was also pulled over for speeding by a policeman on his way home from a bazaar, but wasn't recognised and was allowed to drive on.
There's been technical problems at the air traffic control company NATS in Hampshire today. It means the number of planes in the skies in southern England has been restricted.
Isle of Wight Radio. News and information for the Isle of Wight.
In other local news, an vulnerable man reported missing from the Isle of Wight yesterday afternoon has been found safe and well. Hampshire Constabulary thanked members of the public and the media for their assistance with appeals to find 42-year-old Shane Christian Milmore. The future of two former island school sites is on the agenda at County Hall later. The Isle of Wight Council's Cabinet meets at 6.30 to confirm the sale of the former West Wight Middle School site and the proposed sale of Guyana Primary School site. Members will be asked to conclude the sale of West Wight to Spectrum Housing, which plans to build new homes on the site. And they're considered the proposed sale of the old Gurnard Primary site, where planning permission for a residential development has already been granted.
This is Isle of Wight Radio News.
Finally this lunchtime, a celebration of everything nautical has been launched in a bid to further boost Isle of Wight tourism. The Festival of the Seas is a new event to be held in September, featuring top chefs. It's aimed at extending the summer tourist season here. Isle of Wight Radio's Emma Filer was at today's launch.
We are going down, way down to the sea.
Buoyed by the early success of Dinosaur Island, tourism bosses are now hoping we'll hoist the mainsail for everything marine-related. Festival of the Seas is the next tack as Visit Isle of Wight navigates the island towards a tourism boost. At the helm is CEO David Thornton. He's hoping it'll be all hands on deck for the September celebration.
We're hoping that the local businesses will step up to the plate. So if you've got a restaurant or a shop or you sell fish or you put it on the menu, get the chef out the front that week and talking about where the food's caught. And if you're a visitor attraction, get some sea shanties going on, you know, or face painting with fish designs. You know, it's just the idea of if we put everything in one box and we stick a label on it, then it gets noticed on the mainland.
New head chef at the Hambra, Darren Beavers, is among a flotilla of those already on board. He's hoping it'll put the spyglass on local produce.
You get fish from Cornwall and stuff will go to London, to Billingsgates, and then you've got the shipping costs of driving it back down to Isle of Wight, and some companies on the island are selling to London and then bringing it back, so it seems mad in my eyes. So we physically walk down to the fishmongers in the morning, pick the best fish, and then it's on our menu straight away, so 5-6 hours old.
As well as celebrating local seafood, there's also a serious aim to get more visitors ashore outside of the summer months.
If we put everything in one box and we stick a label on it, then it gets noticed on the mainland. Everybody's running around like little engines doing their own thing, and that's great, but if we all move at the same time and speak with one voice, then everybody on the mainland starts to get the message, and they start to realise that the Isle of Wight is not just about that summer season, it's a 12-month season that we can create here.
If you like the cut of its jib, the Festival of the Seas will be sailing into the island this September.
Emma Filo with that report, and the festival's to be held between the 14th and the 22nd of September. A full programme of events will be revealed early next month. On our news pages, online right now, you can read about the multi-million pound boost to Cowes Harbour project and find out who's been hired to boost Solent employment. It's all at iwradio.co.uk. That's the latest. I'm Matt White.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust. Get more online now at iwradio.co.uk.